E aí, então?
I thought we did a lot of good things 5-on-5. Obviously, we lost a special teams battle tonight, but to see us find a way to win that game, do a lot of good things 5-on-5, that's a step in the right direction for us. There's no doubt that the power play is clicking on all cylinders and put us to the edge there a little bit, but like I said, we did enough 5-on-5 to keep us in the game there, and Bassie did a great job giving us a chance and found a way to show that.
Is it something they were doing specifically on their power play that was giving you guys trouble, or misplays by you guys? What led to the three goals?
Well, I mean, first of all, you don't want to give them that many looks. They started running through all their options, and then now you're kind of reacting as opposed to playing in structure. I mean, they just do a great job of putting it to the net with numbers. I don't know. I mean, one was a tic-tac-toe play, but the other two are just putting it to the net and seeing the bounces go in. So. It's a credit to them. They make a lot of things happen, and they're very creative, and they move a lot of parts at the same time.
What's it say about your all's resilience to come back from those three goals, to come back a couple times in that situation?
Yeah, like I said, I think that was the biggest thing that we could take away is a positive step in the right direction with our 5-on-5 play. Pretty consistent throughout the game, too. We thought as far as carrying the play and creating some chances and playing well on our own end. So I think guys should feel confident there and keep moving forward and keep growing as a team here. But it's a great 2 points, and it feels really good right now.
Make that big change from 5-on-5. How do you make the change? Winning some battles, just playing more fit on your own zone.
Yeah, we knew they got a lot of speed and a lot of size too up front, so we wanted to try and outnumber and be physical and hard in our own end. I thought we did a good job not spending too much time in our own end. So it allowed us to have energy within our shift to go on the offensive side and make things happen there. And we did a great job not overextending our shifts, kept guys fresh out there, and a lot of things we've been talking about. We were close to doing it for the full game here.
Sorry if you've been asked already, but the penalty kill, and we had a rough break in that last one with kind of rookie bounce, but it's overall, what have you seen from the unit?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty top-end unit that we faced tonight, and they made us pay. I think the biggest thing is still trying to not take as many penalties. You give a unit that many looks, like I said before, they're going to run through all their options, and we're kind of guessing and not playing in structure as much, so they do a good job keeping it simple and not overdoing it. A lot of pucks and bodies in that, they were rewarded, but like I said, I think it's great. We found a way 5-on-5 to keep us in the game and ultimately find a way to shoot it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.